Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Daf Tzadi Vav. And we are holding at the first Mishnah, one-third of the way down. So, the Halakha Mishnah now asks, as yesterday we saw, that there's one very serious difference in terms of the way in which we were makriv of the Pesach in Mitzrayim. Turns out that it appears that there were no Imurim. There was only the Zrikas Adam, not on a Mizbeach, but rather on your door. So what other issues would we have? I mean, my main Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach Dorot. We've spoken in detail the interrelationships of the Pesach Rishon to the Pesach Sheni. Now, this is very interesting. We should have one korban with different dinim, depending on when it was korev. What's interesting is there's more than two versions of the korban Pesach. There's three versions of the korban Pesach. Because, as we just noted, when it comes to the original korban Pesach that was in Mitzrayim, that korban wasn't exactly like either the Pesach Rishon or the Pesach Sheni. So let's take a look at that version, which we haven't yet even noted. What is the difference between Pesach as it was brought in Mitzrayim and Pesach as it's brought the Dorot? Okay, well, first of all, Pesach Mitzrayim, remember that it said in the Pasuk, Ba'asor l'chodesh hazeh, and you need to take yourself, each person, chulam, each celebet avot, celebayit, which means on the 10th day of Nisan, there was a special mitzvah that we don't know from that mitzvah nowadays, and that was you had to have your Korban Pesach already there and defined by the 10th of Nisan. So mikhom be'asar, when that's only that year. Now another thing, that year you sprinkled the dam with an agudat ezov, so you used this hyssop, and you put it on the mashkof and at shtei mezuzot. We don't do that anymore either. Furthermore, the Pesach in Mitzrayim was ne'echal b'chipazon. Over there it said you have to eat it, wearing your shoes, all ready to travel, your bags packed, you're standing up about to leave the house. That is not the way we eat the Korban Pesach, not Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni nowadays. Now, it was also, now this is very confusing, it was also eaten Belaila Echad. I mean, Belaila Echad, I mean, we always eat a Pesach Belaila Echad. That's even today. Okay, that has to be understood. Why are we mentioning Belaila Echad? And then the last part's even more confusing. Pesach Dorot Noe Kol Shiva? What? You can't bring a Korban Pesach all 7 days. So there's something that's very confusing about the closing of the Mishnah, which the Gemara will get to. So now what we'd like to do is examine all of the psukim that talk about the various dinim of the Korban Pesach and to see how they vary between the Pesach Mitzrayim and the Pesach Dorot. So our first question is, okay, where do we get the idea that there's no din of as Asara b'Nisan being the date of buying your Korban Pesach? Minola. Well, it says, Dabru al kol adat Yisrael lemor, ba'asor l'chodesh hazeh v'yikhu. So this year, and only this year, do we have the mitzvah that everybody should buy a seh l'beit avot. Zeh mikhu ba'asor, so it's this year's Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim that requires buying on the 10th, but ein Pesach Dorot mikro ba'asor. Excuse me, says the Gemara, but all of the psukim that we talk about also stress something unique. For instance, when it says in the pasuk, "Vayalachem lemishmeret ad arba'as hayom lachodesh hazeh," what's that all about? Well, that means that after you bought your Korban Pesach on the 10th of the month, now you have to sit there, mishmeret, you have to sit there watching it. What is that supposed to mean? Sit there watching it. So we understand that to mean that you have to make sure that no mum, that we will see in the psukim, that no mum is present or befalls it in those 4 days and that it's ready to be brought on the Mizbeach. So now, if you are going to darshan the idea of Chodesh Hazeh as meaning only this year, then you should say the same thing, that the din of Mishmeret is only B'chodesh Hazeh, because it says, Ad Arba Sayyom B'chodesh Hazeh. And we know that that is not the halacha. The halacha is that we actually do require Bikur Arba Yamim, not only for the Korban Pesach, but we actually learn out from this pasuk that we require Bikur Arba Yamim, even for the Korban Tamid, every single day. So obviously we couldn't be Dorish this Pasuk to tell me only the Pesach Mitzrayim. V'tanya ben Bagbag omer, minayin letamid sheton bikur arba yomim kodem shkita, that every single day the korban tamid has to be brought from animals that have been checked for the past 4 days to make sure that there's no mumin. Shenemar tishmiru lakriv li b'moado. So since it says in the Pasuk by the Lashon Tzavos B'nei Yisrael's Korban Yilachmi, it says over there, Tishmeru, and it says by Pesach Mitzrayim V'yalachem L'mishmeret Ad Arba'asar, so just like the Mishmeret that's referred to by your Korban Pesach is a Mishmeret for 4 days before Shechita, Ton Bikur, so too, Afkan, the Mishmeret of Tishmeru is for 4 days Kodem Shechita on your normal Korban Tumi. So how do you explain that? Doesn't it say HaChodesh HaZeh? Yeah, obviously, but I mean, isn't it clearly different over here? Because the Torah made this Gezeira Shavah of Tishmeru LeMishmeret. So Shinei Hatam Dechtiv, Tishmeru, and that would be Pesach Dorot also, would be included, obviously, as we know. Where's that? That's because it says Va'avata et Avodah Hazot B'Chodesh HaZeh. That comes to tell me that in the future, all the avodot in this month shall be kazeh in Mitzrayim. All right, so then that din of Mishmeret, Yom Arba'asar L'Chodesh HaZeh, is definitely not coming to be memayit. Okay, so then what is it coming for? Elahu HaZeh, that's coming to be memayit a Pesach Sheni, because the Pesach Sheni is actually much more similar to the Korban Pesach, the original Korban Pesach, in that it is only that one night, and it none of the other dinim about not having, you know, having 7 days of not eating chametz and so on and so forth, that only is similar to the very first, the primal Pesach, and the Pesach Sheni, the third version of the Korban Pesach. So it's always, when the Torah gives a miut, it's always more likely to be memayit that which is closest to it than to be memayit something else which isn't related. So therefore, we have basically Pesach P, primal, one, with Pesach Rishon, and two. So P and two are interconnected, and therefore it's telling me only this. It means only P and not two, but it doesn't mean and not one, because we already are marbe. Kol ha'avodot shebachodesh hazeh are supposed to be the same ledorot. So therefore, it's got to apply to Pesach Sheni. Well, now let me ask you something. It says v'chlu et ha'basar b'layla hazeh. So you're trying to tell me that that would mean achinami d'zeh na'achal b'layla ve'ein acher na'achal b'layla? I mean, so then why don't we learn out from there that Pesach Dorot is not eaten in the nighttime? No, because the Pasuk says, V'avatat avodah hazot b'chodesh hazeh. That means they're always the same. Okay, so then why does it say b'layla hazeh when it talks about when to eat the Pasuk, the Pesach, the original Pesach? Well, either b'layla hazeh comes to me like Reb Elazar ben Azariah, like we say in the Haggadah, Nemar b'layla hazeh, nemar layla hazeh, by b'chor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Yotzin Mitzrayim, b'layla hazeh is ad chatzot, af b'layla hazeh frachilas Pesach is ad chatzot, that's Reb Elazar ben Azariah's drasha. So it would either be coming to tell me, like that then of Reb Elazar ben Azariah, whether it means until the morning or whether it means ad chatzot, that's the machlokas that we have with Reb Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Akiva. Okay, so then how about kol arel lo yochal bo? Okay, you're telling me that wherever we have a miut that specifies hazeh, mimenu, bo, all of those things are meant to be understood as the primal Pesach and not the other Pesachim, okay, unless we have a special limut. So how come when it says kol arel lo yochal bo, are you going to tell me that that means that only the primal Pesach eino ochal, but an orel is allowed to eat in Pesach Dorot, which we know is not the case? Omar Kro, now that's again the same answer I have. V'avadeta t'avodah hazot b'chodesh hazeh, kol ha'avodot b'chodesh hazeh, all through history, are meant to be the same. Okay, so then why does it say bo? Why does it call orel lo yochal bo, which is mashmi, could eat from something else, if you're claiming that each one of those diyukim are meaningful? So then what does it mean? Bo lamali? Ah, bo comes to tell me that the isser of achila And therefore, the obviously there's no chiyuv of achila is only in terms of the korban pesach. But he does eat matzah umorah, meaning matzah. In other words, there's still a chiyuv of matzah. Okay, so then when it says ko b'necher lo yochal bo, what does that mean? That there's only an iser of a ben nechar. Remember, ben nechar is a mumer, not a goy. It means somebody was nitnachru libo la'aviv shebashamayim. So you're going to say the only iser of a mumer is in Pesach Rishon, is in Pesach Mitzrayim, the bo ino ochel, but he is allowed to eat the Pesach Lidorot. We know that that's not the halacha. Yes, but remember, we already said, ve'avarta ta'avodah zot b'chodesh hazeh. Okay. So then why does it say lo yochal bo? That's to tell me that hamarat hadat, meaning you're changing your religion, in other words, becoming a mumer, only passes you for a korban pesach, but in hamarat dat paselet b'truma. It does not pass you if you're a kohen from achilas truma. Okay, now, why do we need to know both the iser of arelut and the iser of ben nechar? Well, because they are completely unrelated. The Orel is not referring to an Orel who wanted to be an Orel. The Orel is referring to someone who is Echav Metu Machmat Mila, who comes from a hemophiliac family, and because of that, he wasn't able to get a Brit Mila. So what's the connection? I need to know both of these things. Why? Because let's say it would have said that an Orel shouldn't eat it. An orel is physically disgusting, mishum de mois. Remember that we view the orla as being something that is physically disturbing, like the Bnei Yaakov said to the people in Shechem. But a ben nechar is not mois, so maybe the Torah was a mocker on him. And on the other hand, if it would have said ben nechar, well, of course ben nechar can't eat the korban pesach. He doesn't really have his lave in doing the avodas Hashem. But this poor Orel, who comes from the hemophilia, who's unable to get rid of what is Moes, where over there he entirely wants to do the Avodas Hashem, and Liba is Lishamai, so maybe he would be allowed to. Therefore, we need both of them. Okay, that's understandable. Now, when it says the idea of Toshav V'Sachir Lo Yochalbo, now here, this we've got a serious problem in the Girsaot over here, because it doesn't really make any sense, because actually a tosha v'socher is referring to an ivri who is either nirtza, and he's going to stay with you until yovel, or he's just a socher, meaning he's working for 6 years. Therefore, of course, he would eat the korban pesach. So therefore, the whole point is nonsensical. And Rashi says this is a mistake. Take out this whole girsa and leave it out. And we do not deal with that at all. The only question that we have is, why does it say bo? It says bo to tell me hamarat dat poselet, but not from truma, which is another insane thing. We're talking about tosha v'sachar, and all of a sudden it became hamarat dat? Wait a second over here. Somebody's got the sugya mixed up, not to mention the fact that we learned this out before. Something's wrong. Okay, so according to Rashi, we can take it out, and therefore, let's just skip this over, from the words Elamiyata, Tosha V'Sachir, all the way through. Elamiyata. Now, again, you're saying that wherever there's a miut, it means to be mamayit Pesach at other times. Okay, it says, Umalta oto, you can circumcise your eved, or your child, and then you can eat it. So does that mean that it's only on the primal Pesach in Mitzrayim that bo in ochel avol? So if you have servants that are not circumcised, so there you would not be allowed to eat your own korban pesach. But in the rest of Doros, if you have a servant or a child who's not mohul, he would be allowed to eat his own. The father or the owner would be allowed to eat his own. No. Again, remember it says vavata tavoda hazot. All of them are the same. Okay, so then why does it say bo? That's to tell me, bo milad zecharav avadav ma'kevet, ve'in milad zecharav avadav ma'kevet b'truma. So even though an oral is not allowed to eat truma, however, if he himself is not an oral, and he has children who are arelim, or he has avonim who are arelim, you shouldn't think that just like that, that actually passes him from eating the korban pesach. It also passes him to eat truma. That's why it says bo. It only passes in terms of pesach, and not in terms of truma. Okay, yalamiyata dechtiv etzem latish bru bo. Are you trying to tell me that you could have an etzem broken in the Pesachim after the primal Pesach? No, of course not. Omar krova varta tavoda zot, and therefore there's nothing to discuss. Tosis points out. Obviously there's nothing to discuss because it mentions on Pesach 2 also etzem latish bru bo, like we just went through yesterday. So that means that we already know Pesach P and Pesach 2 are included. So obviously Pesach Rishon would be included. Okay, that's a separate question. Tosis leaves that question hanging. But why then does it say bo? To tell me bo, as we said before, the Iser Shviras Etzem is only in a Pesach Kasher, bo be Kasher, and not bo be Pasol. Now, so what are we saying? Only mimenu. There's another lashon that is a miut. So that would mean that you would be allowed to eat Pesach Dorot if they were only partially cooked? No. Omar krov avanta. Okay, then why does it say mimenu? Ah, mimenu is to use the gzera shavah of Rabbi Yitzchak between Pesach and Maaser. Lo achalti mimenu. So just like there's an Isser Mimenu to be eaten by an Oral, there's also an Isser Maaser Sheni to be eaten by Oral, which I learned out from Mimenu as a Gzeira Shava. But it does not mean Mimenu and not from Pesach 1 and Pesach 2. Now, the last part of the Mishnah is really weird. It says that it's Nechal B'Chipazon. How do we know that, by the way? It says V'Chalto Oto B'Chipazon. And that means Oto. Only eat this korban Pesach b'chipazon, but there is no need to eat any other Pesach b'chipazon because b'chipazon is part of the actual experience of the yetziah. So you need to be prepared to leave your homes. That is this korban Pesach and only this korban Pesach. Then it says in the Mishnah, Pesach dorot is noe kol shiva. What does that mean? That the Pesach in Mitzrayim was laila echad. And Pesach Dorot is kept for 7 days? What does that mean? We eat a korban Pesach for 7 days? Amaykoi, what are you referring back to here? Are we referring back to the Pesach? I mean, the whole Mishnah has been referring to the actual korban Pesach, right? So, I mean, you can't be saying the korban Pesach. I mean, ilema Pesach. There's no Pesach of Shivas Yomim anytime. Not Pesach Mitzrayim, not Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. So it couldn't mean that. So what is it referring to? Are you referring maybe to the beginning about talking about the chometz? And you're telling me, well, the Pesach Mitzrayim was only usher laila echad the chometz. Mashenki, nowadays we have 7 days of Isser chometz. Is that true? That's not even true. Mechlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim was only usher for one night. So what does that mean? That in the morning of Pesach, the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the 15th, you were allowed to eat chometz, but it says in the Brayta of Atanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Minayin lePesach Mitzrayim Shein Chimutzon Oeg Ela Yom Echad. I mean, it's the entire day, not Laila Echad. Talmud Lomar, V'lo Yeachel Chametz Hayom Atem Yotzim. So we read that, V'lo Yeachel Chametz Hayom. You're not allowed to eat chometz the entire day of the Yetziah. So it's obviously what you said is not true. There is an Isra Achila for an entire day, not for just the night. Okay, we're going to have to read the Mishnah differently. The Mishnah is saying like this, Alachi Kama, Laila Echad, when we're talking about, look, it may be only Pesach Mitzrayim is eaten B'chipazon, but it is eaten Laila Echad, even though it's B'chipazon, it doesn't mean in 10 minutes, means you have that Laila Echad, and that is true even for Pesach Dorot. However, the Isra of Chimutzo is only for one day. That you're supposed to understand. So chimutzo liyom kol hayom, whereas Pesach Dorot has an Isser Chometz of all 7 days. So that means that really we're not seeing the Mishnah as one thing. The Mishnah is talking about two completely different issues. That the din of Pesach Mitzrayim is that it was ne'achal b'chipazon for one night, and the Pesach Dorot is ne'achal for one night, but not b'chipazon. And not only that, the Pesach Mitzrayim was only also Yom Echad for Chometz. And the Pesach Dorot is eaten without Chometz. Not only is the Yisr Chometz for that night, but it's for all Shivas Yomim. Okay, Sir Richard, we are ready to proceed. Kapitan.
Yes,
Now, this gets us, this next Mishnah, thank you, Sir Richard, this next Mishnah gets us into the question of the Moser Pesach, which we've spoken about, the relationship of a Korban Pesach to a Korban Shlomim, and, now this is yet another version, gentlemen, of the Korban Pesach. It's a very unusual Korban. So we have the primal version in Mitzrayim. We have the Pesach Rishon version. We have the Pesach Sheni version. But we also have the strange situation of a Korban that is ostensibly a Korban Pesach and yet is going to be brought as a Shlomim. Now, we have a lot of examples of that. What we've spoken about so far is just a general terminology of Motar Pesach. Motar Pesach would mean money that was set aside for the Pesach and then was left over. Motzer Pesach could mean I set aside an extra Korban in case my Pesach would get lost and then I didn't bring it. Motzer Pesach could mean a case where my Korban Pesach wandered away and I couldn't find it and I set aside another Korban to bring in its stead. It would be a Motzer Pesach. Motzer Pesach could be a Korban Pesach that got too old to be brought as a Pesach. And I was going to bring it for Pesach Sheni then because I became Tameh and now it's already past its first year. So now it's also, it's going to be brought as a Korban, but it's going to be brought as a Korban Shlomim. And there's also an additional case, Tmuras Pesach. Now this harkens back, as we're going to see in the Gemara, to the din of Chataot HaMetot. So remember Chataot HaMetot, are all of the things, such as the Korban got too old, the Bilam was Nischaper Ba'achar, you made a Tmura on the Chatas. By Chatas, you also have the Bilam died. It's an additional Chataot HaMetot. But the idea that a Korban, Chatas that was Ovda, and you replaced it with another one, those are very similar. We're going to see later on that Shmuel interrelates the Chomesh Chataot HaMetot to all of the Korbanot Pesach, which is going to be brought as a shlomi. But before we get to that, we want to examine the din of the Tmuras Pesach because the Tmuras Pesach is another version of the Korban Pesach, much more so than just the din of Moser Pesach, because the Tmuras Pesach is actually said, this is the Korban that should take the place of this Korban Pesach. Okay, so now it is a Tmuras Pesach, and the truth is, if you wanted to, you could bring that Tmura as your Korban Pesach and not bring the other one, not bring the original one. So therefore, we have another version of a Korban Pesach, and there's therefore four different types of a Korban Pesach. Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, and Tmuras Pesach. What is the din of a Tmuras Pesach? Omer Rabbi Yoshua, I am very confused because I was given over by my rabbayim. I was given over two contradictory dinim of Tmuras Pesach. Shamati, I was mekabel the halacha that a Tmurat Pesach is brought on the Mizbeah. But I was also shamati that Tmurat Pesach is not itself brought as a shlomim. And that would mean if it's not itself brought as a shlomim, it would mean you have to let it be out the pasture. Remember how many times we've had this halacha. It should be left out the pasture until it gets a mum. Then it should be sold and then use the money that you got from the sale to buy a Korban Shlomi. So I heard on the one hand that the actual animal is brought as a Korban Shlomi. And on the other hand, I heard that no, I can't bring the Tmura itself as a Shlomim. I can only bring the value of the Tmura as a Shlomim after that Tmura got a mum and was sold. And I don't know. I know that it wasn't a contradiction. I know that one was said in one context, one was said in the other context. I cannot reconstruct the different contexts. Says Rabbi Akiva, leave it to me. Omar Rabbi Akiva, I shall explain to you the different contexts. Ani afaresh. Now, Rabbi Akiva is going to take the explanation that is a little bit strange. Namely, he's taking for granted that it's talking about a tmura that was made for a Pesach that had been lost. So what happened was, you ended up with a Moser Pesach. You started off with your Pesach. You come now, and you want to bring your Pesach and shechted. You can't find it. So you set aside another Korban Pesach to be brought instead of that one. Then, before you brought that Korban, you end up finding the original Korban. And then you went ahead, brought the second one, and then you went ahead and you made a tumura on the other one. Or perhaps you made a tumura on one of them and brought the other one later. We're going to see in the Gemara what the situation is. But basically, what Rabbi Akiva wants to point out is that in essence, a tumura can definitely be brought as the Korban Pesach itself. And if for some reason the tumura wasn't brought, so then it would normally be a shlamim itself. There's only one place where you cannot bring the tumura as the shlamim or as the Korban Pesach. And that's when you were doche it biyadayim. Now, no Korban that your doche biyadayim can be brought. And in fact, any of the chataot that you were doche biyadayim would be a chatat hameta. How would you be doche biyadayim? That, says Rabbi Akiva, is the key. You can only be doche biyadayim, a Korban that was there in front of you, ready to be brought at the time that it was chayev to be brought, and you said, ach, I'm not bringing you, I'm bringing the other Korban. Now, that is a direct dichui biyadayim, and remember that anything that was nitcha, after it was nira v'nitcha, is pasul forever. Now, we do have a machlokas whether that applies even to Baalei Chayim or not. Rabbi Akiva is saying it does. It's nitcha. And if you went ahead and made a tumura on the korban that was nitcha, so then you can't bring the tumura directly because now it's nitcha. Now, it's not clear what the Rabbi Akiva means, that the tumura itself was there ready to be brought and you were docha the tumura, or whether Rabbi Akiva means the original korban was there and had been found, and you were docha the original korban, and then you made the tumura, which means that since the tumura is basically a clone of the original korban, then if the original korban was pasul, the tumura of that korban would be pasul because it's only a clone, and it's not an original korban. That's not clear, and that we're going to discuss in the Gemara. But in any event, the context of the difference now becomes evident, says Rabbi Akiva, if that's what we're talking about. So then, so if I found my Korban Pesach before I shechted the other Pesach, and then I went ahead and I shechted the replacement instead of the original, oy va voy. So then I was docha the original biyadayim. Then the tmura, since the original Korban is not brought and it's nitcha, you have to wait until the original korban gets a mum, sell it, and you bring with its money the shlamim, and that would be the case of its tumura as well. Since it is only roi for its money to be brought shlamim, so too is its tumura only roi to be brought in its money is shlamim, but not itself. Now, of course, this is very strange, because if fundamentally all we're talking about is the din of the lost Korban Pesach, the proverbial lost sheep that is now found in time to be brought, why complicate matters by introducing it with Rabbi Yoshua's confusion about the tumura sometimes being brought, the tumura not being brought? It's nothing to do with the tumura. Just say, I heard that a Pesach that was lost is brought directly as a shlamim, and I heard that a Pesach that wasn't lost, that was lost, is not brought directly. You have to wait till it gets a mum. Why make it three steps? The Pesach is lost, replaced, nitcha, tumurad, and then the din is the confusion of the tumurah. That the Gemara is going to ask, because this seems to be an unreasonable complication, the way the Rabbi Akiva is explaining it, for sure. Okay. So therefore, that's the difference, says Rabbi Akiva. If I found the original before the Shechita, then that means if I shechted its replacement, I was doicha it. And if I have a tumura of a carbon that is nitcha, then the tumura would be nitcha. Masha Enkein, if I found the original after I had already shechted the replacement one, right? So then that meant that the original one was never really roi to be shechted because I didn't have it. I had no idea where it was. And therefore, you can't say, you pushed it away with your hands, you no goodnik. I did not. I was looking all over the place, and I couldn't find it. And then when it turned up afterwards, I said, oh, you poor lost sheep. I feel so bad that you weren't zocher to be the Korban Pesach this year. But in that case, you can't claim that you were zocher to be a dayim. That's the point. So if I found it acher shechitat haPesach, so then it itself would be Korav Shlamim. And therefore, its tmura, which is a clone of it, would also be able to be brought directly as a Shlamim. And I would not have to sell it in order to be able to use its money for a Shlamim. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. What a complicated way to express a very simple concept of dichui. I mean, like, what are we running around in so many circles? Just talk about a Korban Pesach that was lost and found and say sometimes it's brought and sometimes it isn't brought. And then it would have been very clear. Okay, when is it brought? It's brought when it's available to be brought at the time. When isn't it brought directly? When I was dochet b'yadayim, why did I have to get into the actual tmura? Ah, no, you see, that's something else. You're right. That part of the equation certainly did not have to be complicated by bringing in the issue of a tmura. However, suppose I would have done that. You would never have believed that a tmura itself would have been roy to bring itself as the Korban Pesach. You would have thought, okay, if it's a tumor of a Pesach and it can be brought, fine, so then I would bring it itself. But how could there be a case where, if the original tumor could be brought, that there's a time that it wouldn't be brought, meaning brought directly as a shlamim? Because you would have thought, look, if I am setting aside a tumor, that means that initially I'm setting aside the tumor to be a shlamim, right up front. So, how in the world would there be a case where the tumura wouldn't be brought itself? I never set aside the tumura for anything else, but knowing that it was basically a super-duper hyper-Mozar Pesach, in which it's just like a clone of the original, so obviously it was meant to be a shlamim right up front. I mean, what else is it for? Oh, therefore, Kamashmalan, that's not true. The shlamim itself could have been brought as a Pesach, and therefore when it becomes a clone of the Pesach, gets the dinim of that Pesach, and we do not say the only purpose of a shlamim up front is, of a tumura up front is to be a shlamim, and therefore how can it be dochui? It was meant to be a shlamim from the moment it became a tumura. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay, now, Rabbi Akiva changed the context based on whether I found the original before the Shechita or after the Shechita. But he never explained whether that meant the actual act of Shechita or whether it meant the time of Shechita. Now, the difference could be very simply this. If it was kavua as a Korban Pesach at the time of the Chatzot and not at the time of, meaning that I found it before, not the actual act of Shechita, I found it before Chatzot. Now, that might be a very important nekuda, because maybe the question of whether it's roi to be the Korban Pesach and then whether I view it as nidcha is not defined about whether it's there at the time that I do the actual shechita, but is defined by whether it was there. Was it present at the time of the chiyav of the shechita of the Korban Pesach? If it was there, then that means it was nira at that point. So Rava says, no, the only point that determines the halacha over here is not a point in time. It's a point of logistics. If it was found before the actual shechita of the replacement while it was lost, then that means that it was available at that time. I was docha it be a dayim. Not the question of whether it was available at Chatzos. Rabbi Zera says, no, the only important point is Kodem Chatzos or Acher Chatzos. The moment that Chatzot arrives, that gives the Korban the shame of Pesach. So if I found it before the moment of Chatzot, which means that when it became Chatzot, at that moment it was called a Korban Pesach and I didn't use it, that's bad enough. But if it was found only after Chatzot, it's not considered to be a Korban Pesach, and therefore I wasn't dochet b'yadayim, even though it was available, and I could have shechted it, but it's not considered to be the defined Korban Pesach, because it wasn't defined at the moment of Chatzot. Therefore, I don't look at the choice of the other one as being dochet b'yadayim. Why would I? I have two animals. I could decide which one I want. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm pushing away my original choice, because there was no mitzvah for me to bring the original choice, because at the moment of Chatzos, it wasn't there. That's the defining moment. So according to Rabbi Zeira, why does the Mishnah say Kodem Shchita? Rabbi Akiva is quoted as saying Kodem Shchita. Why do you say it's about Chatzot? Oh, come on, use your imagination. Kodem Shchita means before the time of Shchita. That's the point. Now, the truth is, this is a Machlokas Tanoi. Ketanoi. HaPesach Shenimtza Kodem Shchita Yireh. You have to let it graze, get a mum, and then you can use its money as a shlomi. But if it was found Acher the Shchita, then you can bring it itself as a shlomi. And Rebbe Eliezer is the one who says it's only Chatzot that defines it, just like Rebbe Zeira. If it was found Kodem Chatzot, then you have to let it go out the pasture, Yireh. But La'acher Chatzot, then Yikarev, you bring it itself as a shlomi, which is exactly the discussion that we just had with Rebbe Zeira. Now, what are the closing words of Rebbe Akiva? Acher Shchita Tapesach Revi Shlomi. But if you found it after you were already shechted the one, so then nothing was dochui, and you bring it as a shlomi. Says Rava, now let me explain something to you. When we say this, it's only if I found it after Shchita, but I also did the Tmura after Shchita. Both things were done after Shchita. So since neither the Tmura nor the actual carbon, the original carbon itself, was available at the time of Shchita, so then there's no problem, and you can use it directly. But let's say that I found the original carbon before the Shchita. I didn't use it, I used the replacement. And then after Chatzos, and after the Shchita, where it's already too late, I made my Tmura, well, I can't use my Tmura, I was already Yotze with another carbon, right? Remember, I had a total of three animals, the original, the replacement for when it was lost, and then the Tmura of the original. So what I'm saying, says Rava, is that if the original was available before Shchita, and then you went ahead and you instead you shechted the replacement of the original, then even if at the time you did the Tmura, you could not have used the Tmura because you already brought your Karman Pesach, it doesn't matter. Because since this is a Tmura, which is a clone of another animal, and that other animal is pasul. Why? Because it was dochui, not because it was a standard Moser Pesach. So what you've got is a mutated clone because your original DNA was mutated. So you can't use it either. So you have to wait until you sell it, and then you can use it. Because it has nothing to do with the Tmura per se. It has to do with the way that the Tmura was cloned. Because why do I say this? Even if you were Emer Bo'acher Shchita, the Tmura was Mikoach Kedusha Dechuyaka Ata. You were bringing this Tmura from a animal that was being cloned improperly, because it itself was Pasul, and therefore Lo Karva. Asks Abaya, I got a problem with that from a Brisa, because remember the Psukim that appear by the Korban Shlomim, and over there the Torah goes into great detail about what to do with your korban shlamim. It starts off with im min hatzon korbano lezevach hashlamim. So then yakrivenu lifnei Hashem, and then it starts going into 10 psukim. Well, if it's a kesev umakriv et korbano vikrivoto lifnei Hashem, and here is what you need to bring. You bring part A, part B, part C, including the fat tail, the alya, and that goes on for 5 psukim. And then it goes through, and if it was an aze, v'im aze karbano, so then v'im aze karbano, it goes through word for word the same thing, except it leaves out the alya, which tells me that you don't bring the tail of an aze. Fine, great. But what a weird way to say all of it. First say, if it's a tzon, then if it's this tzon, if it's that tzon. I mean, just like go straight to the issue, no? So why does it say all of this, asks the Bryson. There's two ways of learning it. Is it the im that's the problem, or is it the whole point of im kesev? Because if you're telling me im min atzon, and then you say v'im ezu makriv, then obviously the first part must have been the only other tzon there is, which is a kesev. I mean, you can't, there's nothing else. So the whole word might be extra. Rashi brings both pshatim, fine. But the idea is, what is the meaning, it says in the Braita, im kesev, ma tam lo im kesev? That's coming to talk about another kesev. Which one? Atmuras Pesach. That Atmuras Pesach, achra Pesach, is brought as a shlomim. Now, I'd like you to explain to me, dear Rava, what is this pasuk needed for, okay? What is the tmura? Hechidami, are we talking about in a case where it was found after Shechita and you did the tmura after Shechita? I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. That fits in with all of the dinim of Moser Pesach being brought as a shlomim. We learned that, remember, that the Torah says weirdly that you bring a Pesach at Sonu Bakar, and we say, oh, what that means is that if you have a Pesach that can't be brought, it should be brought for something that is brought as Sonu Bakar, which means Shlomim, remember? So we know all of that. We know those dinim. So what is this new limit from Kesev? That's a given. Pshita, Lamalikra, Elalav, Shenimtza, Kedem, Shchita. The only case would be, I found the original before Shechita, but I did the Tmura after Shechita. So over there it's telling me, even though in terms of the din of Moser Pesach, I cannot bring it itself, but since at the time that I made the Tmura, it was already too late to bring the Tmura for a Korban, the Tmura is brought itself directly for a Shlomim. And you said that's not true. You said it's all defined by the original Korban, and the clone of that Korban is the Tmura. So you see that you're wrong. Says Rava, it's true what you're saying. The pasuk is not really used for that. This is just an esmachta. And in fact, you're right. I know that on my own. Oh, yeah? So then what is it about? You tell me then, so why does it say im kesev if you say it's only an esmachta? So Kurala Mayanta. I can show you very well, says Rava. There's another brighter that explains that. Kidatanya, kesev comes to tell me that a Korban Pesach, where the Torah never said about what to put on the Mizbeach by a Korban Pesach, never. So we only learn out the din of the Korban Pesach from the din of Shlomim. But maybe there's no din of Aliyah in a Korban Pesach. Maybe the Aliyah is a very delicious part of the animal to eat, and it should be given as part of the buster of the Korban Pesach. Do I put the Aliyah onto the Mizbeach, la rabot et ha-pesach la'aliyah. And then when it says im kesev, that's coming to tell me the dinim of the Korban Pesach, which have never been defined. That's coming to tell me that im kesev, the normal din of a shlomi, would apply to a Pesach which was either too old, and now it cannot be brought as a Pesach, or shlomim that come because of the Moser Pesach, or the Tmuras Pesach, whatever, to give me the din, because I never heard about the Korban Pesach. Does it need, if it becomes a shlomim? Is it treated like a shlomim in every way? Absolutely. It needs smicha, it needs nesachim, it needs snufas chosev eshok, and that is necessary, because otherwise I would say, look, maybe it's brought as a shlomim, but it's just given the normal din of a Pesach. Then when it says v'im eiz korbano, it says that in order to make a break between all of the parts that are being brought in the kesev, which includes the actual aliyah, and it doesn't say the aliyah, and that's limed ala eiz, she'ina tu'una aliyah. Then Kufa comes to tell me there's no din of aliyah. Let me just finish, guys, because it's mamish smack bang in the middle of the sugya here. Ika damasin la aresha. Now, others learned that actually what Rava said was the exact opposite. It was going back to the opening of Rabbi Akiva's explanation, not to the closing, and it was saying like this, HaPesach shenimtza kodem shchitat HaPesach, if you found it before the shchita, so then yera'eh, then you can bring it, and you have to wait until it was ad sheyista'ev, because you were doche, v'imacher v'yavi b'damav shlomim, and that would be true about the tumura. In this version, Rava said, now hold on. When we say this is true about the Tmura, that's only if you made the Tmura also before Shechita, then it needs to go and wait until it gets a mum. So, lo shana lo shenimtza kodem Shechita ve'emir bo kodem Shechita. But if you found the Korban before Shechita and the Tmura was done after Shechita, so then you can bring the Tmura itself as a shlomim. Why? Because at the time that the Shechita was koveya, it was only koveya legabe the dinim of dichoy, a carbon that could have been brought. Now, the temura in this case didn't even exist because you didn't make it until later. So how could you possibly have been docha it, for God's sake, if it didn't exist? So kika vashrita only mide de chazile. Mide de lo chazile lo kava. So this is the exact opposite of what Rava said before, that the only thing that defines the din of temura is the nature of the halacha of the original subject of the clone. And here Rava is saying exactly the opposite. And in this version, Abaya asked exactly the opposite question from the Braita that he brought on Rava than he asked before. The problem is he doesn't ask it from the same part of the Braisa. He asks it from a later part of the Braisa, which of course leads to Tosis's question. Well, for heaven's sake, if the last part of the Braita supports the original Rava and undoes the second Rava, so then Abaya could just as well have brought a riot to Rava's original pshat from the Braisa as he is in asking a question on him. That's weird. Okay, he doesn't have an answer to that. He says, it's very difficult to believe Abaya only knew the first part of the Braisa and he only found the second part of the Braisa at the same time that he found the Temura, right? That's crazy. All right, so Esve Abaya. Im kesef ma tamud lomar, l'rabos t'muras ha-pesach, achar ha-pesach, that it can be brought as a carbon shlamim. Now, this is the part that is nogea, Rava's second pshat here. You might think that that's true even if it was found before Pesach. Tamud lomar, who? That comes to tell me, who, karev? Only a kosher Pesach can be brought directly as a shlamim. But ein tmurata pesach kreiva, you cannot bring the tmura, and therefore you'd have to wait until it gets a mum. So now I ask you, says Abaye Chedami, is it talking about that the original carbon was found before shkita, but the tmura was done after shkita? So then, obviously, pshita, how in the world would there be, I can't possibly bring the tmura, because in that case, the original carbon was available. So why do I need a pasuk? Unless it's good for coming to tell me that it was kodem shkita and only the temura was done after shkita. And it's saying that the temura is pasul to be brought directly. You have to sell it. So what do we do? Tiyuf to the Rava. Inochinami, the second part of the Braita, is a tiyuf to the Rava of the second version. And therefore, we have the first version that the temura always reflects the din of the carbon from which it was made.